from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, be careful if you're on the roads this evening. A flood watch is in effect in Huntington, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer counties through 12 a.m. Tuesday. Some areas could see between 3 to 5 inches of rain. The mood among New Jersey's small businesses in June was largely positive. That according to a report released by the National Federation of Independent Business. NFIB State Director Aline Kane points to certain provisions within President Trump's major domestic policy bill, which was largely hashed out last month, as being a huge source of that optimism.
The Big Beautiful Bill was so important to small businesses because it made permanent a 20% business deduction, specifically helping small businesses.
Kane adds that despite the promising provisions in the new law, the top issue for New Jersey small businesses remains their taxes. A New Jersey Transit bus driver was charged in connection with a crash that left a police officer seriously injured. Essex County Prosecutor Theodore Stevens says a marked vehicle driven by Roseland Police Officer Mark Miller was hit by the bus that ran a red light at a high rate of speed back on June 20th. Miller, who was on duty at the time, was taken via medical helicopter to University Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The 40-year-old driver, DeJimmy Evra of Orange, is charged with fourth-degree assault by auto and related offenses. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Customers shelling out the big bucks for Amazon Prime Day. Consumers spent just over $24 billion during this year's Prime Day. Adobe Analytics says that's about $9.6 billion more than last year. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 88 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. When will we see sunny skies again? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High humidity, you win. That is helping to fuel some strong, soaking thunderstorms as we move into this evening. Heavy rain, potential flooding, our biggest concerns here. There could be some pockets of multiple inches of rain, and that could really cause some problems if you're out and about this evening. So be very careful out there. Looks like we will dry out around midnight, give or take. Low temperatures tonight, sticky, steamy, lower 70s. A bit calmer tomorrow. We'll go from clouds to sun. Just a few showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy and hot with highs around 90 and then turning stormy again Wednesday afternoon and evening. Thursday, partly sunny skies with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the lower 90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Rockaway 77, Franklin 85, Beach Haven 83, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood. Or do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.